Ecke Podcast.
Welcome to season 2019-20.
Oh yeah.
Welcome back to the Dragon's Third. It's been a few years. Nice to be here.
Back.
Welcome particularly to Jamie for his first game of the club. Well done, Jamie. And Daniel, his first game of the club. Welcome, Daniel. And Ben, first game of the seniors. Well done, Ben. Play this morning. Great to have the Prez here. Adam McMahon coming down from the Magoos.
Still alive.
Still with us. That's right, absolutely.
No coup.
And welcome Jesse and Ashish from the Ones helping us out this week. Good to have you guys down. Welcome back to Vinny. Come back, kid. So the thirds, we're called the Occasionals. Hey? Welcome back to Jesse. You'd spent the last season playing with the dreaded enemy. So welcome back, Jess.
Can you play some games late last summer?
Anyway, he's back. So welcome back to proper cricket.
Proper
as it gets out here at Hanson Reserve. The thirds we're known as the Occasionals here at Barker Street.
Mm.
And that's because, it's not about necessarily having the same 11 every week. It's about, having a team which can welcome players back to cricket or welcome players to cricket for the first time and particularly welcome players into the club. So great to have half the group here as new players, which
all
is fantastic.
Back.
All coming back to cricket, which is great. We're the fun premiers every year.
Every year.
A big focus of our game is to enjoy ourselves. And, we've all paid $15 to play a bit of park cricket. So we all want to make sure we try and get our money's worth as well every Saturday. So that's the focus. Obviously, we have more fun when we win. So we want to win and we want to be competitive. But if it comes down to winning or having fun, we're going to be, having fun. First and foremost. So great to have a couple of father-sons here too, just acknowledging that.
Yeah.
So Jamie and Ben and Marcus and Perrin, that's awesome as well. So that's another big part of this team as well, trying to get those stories happening. Marcus has got his recorder out because we have our own podcast as well. And so the journey of the team will be podcast a little bit as well.
And you can find it where?
Hey?
And you can find it where?
Wherever you find good podcasts. And bad ones, for that matter. We're going to have Jesse and AK starting with a new ball.
Holy crap.
Which is good fun.
That lasted two balls in winter.
Yeah, that's right.
No ball, you're right.
It's not raining today.
So who's bowling third? Because they should warm up.
Yeah. We will be swinging the bowlers around too. So I think I've got 9 bowlers down on the sheet. And Marcus is keeping, so he can't bowl. And I don't bowl. So everyone else is on the sheet at the moment.
Might get a run.
I think I got a counter in my bag. I'll get it.
We'll get it for you.
Won't be a sec, mate.
Marcus, Marcus and I co-captaining the side, so I'm looking after the team today.
Well, leadership group.
And Anthony AK as well.
There as well. So we won't be here every week because it is Occasionals. So it's about blokes that can only play occasionally, who only want to play occasionally. But it's also the Occasionals because every game is an occasion. That's why I'm wearing a bow tie here, people. So come on in. Come on. Let's get it in. It's the pre-game rituals here, mate. Get it in. Pollard, come on. In the circle, mate. Come on. Hey, come back, kid. Come on. Just give him in. All right. Okay. So what is the occasion? The other occasion I'm thinking. The occasion is, this is the thirds, and we're back. Barker Street's only had 2 teams for how many years?
Quite a few.
Quite a few now. We used to have 4, and we're coming back. A bit like Vinnie Delaney today. We're coming back, We've got 3 teams again, people, yeah? The other occasion of this week is the climate change. It's 2019. Okay, we're coming back. Extinction Rebellion this week, yeah?
That's right.
I
only got arrested twice this week.
So as a club, we know a bit about extinction, or the threat of, and what we're doing right here, I don't know what the protesters are doing in the city, but what we're doing right here is we are resisting extinction right here. We are the Barclay Street Dragons. We've been playing in this bloody graffiti post-industrial wasteland for 95 frickin' years, and we're not shrinking, we're not dying, we are growing. Yep, and we are the thirds, and you are the inaugural thirds, the Occasionals comeback team. So that is the occasion that we're playing today. If you looked online this week and saw the Australian Conservation Foundation's plug for how climate change is affecting cricket, yeah, I don't know if you saw that ad on Facebook. Did you see it?
Yeah.
It was terrible. There's this stock footage of a bloke who couldn't bat at all trying to tell cricketers that climate change is an issue, all right? If you're trying to win, I don't know what you care about climate change or not, but if you're trying to win over cricketers, the stock footage was terrible.
His
front elbow was just appalling. Whatever you... Climate change may be a disaster, but that video was an absolute disaster to cricket. So the occasion at this Extinction Rebellion moment for us is to show the ACF how you play cricket properly in the face of climate change, in the face of extinction. Okay, are you fired up for this?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yeah.
That is the occasion that we're celebrating, as well as a couple of father sons and some comebacks and some old farts who shouldn't really be still here.
We've done that.
But so, you know, it's against you. So stick the hands in, people. All right, in the face of climate change, people, the start of 2019-20 summer season for the Barclay Street Occasionals, say after me, arise, you purple dragons.
Arise, you purple dragons.
Feel the fire.
Feel the fire.
Resist extinction.
Resist extinction.
Enter your realm of gold.
Enter your realm of gold.
Go, dragons.
Go, dragons.
Let's do it.
Treat every mic like it's an odd mic.
No, it's 10 recording.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
We'll use this. We're going to use all this.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, mate, this is some of the funniest stuff.
We're trying to get you in your natural habitat here, mate, you know.
We've been recording you all day.
It's all it.
I put a little bug on your shirt, as you earlier on. Just on that laughter. Hey, welcome to the Dragon Cricket Podcast. You're here at the club rooms with the Rev and Grizzly. How are you, mate? Good to be here.
Doing well.
Big day.
First ball bowled in Barclay Street, first 11 cricket. Unfortunately, second 11, washed out. Third 11,
forfeit. Yeah. Bit disappointing.
We worked hard to get 33 blokes on the park. It was a great achievement for local park cricket. And only the ones played, and then they got washed out by the end of the day as well.
But still good to get on the park, get a hit, get into the whites. And we're here actually at the Pie and Brew Fest at Maribyrnong Reserve.
Yeah, that's right. We run the thirds, which are the occasionals. And so every week we ask, well, what's the occasion? Yeah, because we like to play blokes who can only play occasionally. And we like every game to be an occasion. So we're always interested in what's going on. Of course, it's Oktoberfest. A big festival up at the showgrounds tonight. A lot of people wearing lederhosen walking around the neighbourhood. That's Swedish.
That's
You're a Swedish chef, bro.
Yeah, okay.
You're being offensive to the Swedish and the Germans there.
Sick!
No, don't
mention the war.
Don't mention the war.
Okay.
There's many,
drinks the beer.
Many lederhosen in the neighbourhood as we speak, going off right now. But we're here at the Curzon Speedway, the Dragons Club Rooms, for our own Oktoberfest, our own October Pie and Brew Fest. We've got the kegerator going, thanks to Jesse and AK. We've got some Dragon Gold and some mid-order claps bitter.
And it's not very German here, though. At the moment, it's a bit more Cornish.
That's right. It's also another occasion, which is the monthly Barclay Street Aussie Oggy Pie Drive. Oggy, Oggy, Oggy.
Oi, oi, oi.
Said the Cornish down the mines, and the Australian cricket public took it on, bereft of culture as they are. And yes, it's become a classic, but it comes from the Cornish. And so, yeah, we've been cooking Cornish pasties, raising some money. We had 50 down here last night, 50 people for our four junior teams, and had a big, pie night. And, fantastic way to start the season. So not enough cricket really being played, but plenty of momentum and energy.
Sun's out now, ironically.
And we had the covers on and off about five times today. My goodness.
That's why I play synthetic, mate.
My feet, drenched.
My
feet are wet just from taking the covers off and on. But so not enough cricket, but a good vibe happening around the club here tonight at our October Pie and Brew Fest.
And, look, very excited here today because we've got a very special guest, or a couple of very special guest from the first.
Speaking of culture.
That's right, and it's great.
We've gone German, we've gone Cornish.
Obviously, we've got Ashish here, who obviously is a great friend of the podcast and done a lot together, including spending the day at the MCG together, where he giggled at us all day as India
absolutely annihilated us at the G.
A quirky giggle that the podcast listeners have loved.
All, that's right.
The world over.
That's right. Yeah, it's cheeky.
Our Indian listeners.
That's right. Through the roof after Ashish's.
Ashish was there on Boxing Day and witnessed the Bumrah delivery to Marsh, which really changed the series.
It did.
It was all up for grabs till that last.
Ended the career-ending delivery.
The Yorker slower ball, and Chris was in great pain, and Ashish was giggling.
He was.
And
I listened to it again the other day. He was. He giggled at me.
It's podcast gold. It's podcast gold. That was the moment. That was the end of Sean Marsh's career and the launch of Bumrah as the great player that he is.
And the launch of Ashish.
And you and I were there with Ashish.
That's right.
Giggling into the microphone.
Now... So it's great. So it's great to have Ashish here with us. But did all right today. Ashish, he came in number three, and
I had a good partnership with Dinesh.
You did early on, and unfortunately, it fell away a little bit after that initial good opening spell. But we're very privileged to also have with us today the captain of the first
new captain,
the club captain. Of the Barkley Street United Church Cricket Club, the Dragons, newly appointed.
For this season.
And with the greatest nickname in the history of cricket, it's the Punisher, Panish Sharma. Welcome, Punisher. Great to have you here.
Thanks, Captain Grizzly. Great to have you here as well.
So how long have you been playing cricket at Barkley Street for, mate?
This is my second season. I played the last season, played half of that, and then I went back to my country because I had some holidays and vacation planned. And this season, I'm going to play the whole lot here.
Woohoo! That's fantastic, mate. Excellent. And what led you to put your hand up to become the skipper of the ones this season?
Yeah, so there was a bit of things that I wanted to do in the club, and I wanted to build a team with the club. And yep. it's not something that I want to do for one season. I had a word with the. With the club's president, that's Adam, as well as Jeffrey. So I had a word with them, and I told them that, you know, if you want to play serious cricket, we're just going to build the team from scratch, probably take a couple more seasons. And then we go from there. So the whole reason why I put my hand up was not just to play this season, but to build the whole team and the whole culture here to play a more serious cricket.
Fantastic, mate. And
that's and what we're all about here, serious cricket.
At least for the first, yeah?
I can't even say it without laughing. No, exactly.
Yeah, at least for the first.
So one of the reasons why Mark's and I are so excited that you're with us, Panish, is because you playing really serious good cricket means the Rev and I get to play less serious, worse cricket for the thirds.
It's very important, mate.
So you're creating room for us to do what we do, which we really appreciate.
Thanks, mate. Thank you.
So you had a match today, first match, obviously the first couple of weeks, the pitch didn't get up.
Yeah.
So this was our first match today. And what did you think? Obviously it's a bit rain interrupted, so a bit hard to get a good run at it. But what did you think of the day's play?
Yeah, the pitch was up and down a bit. And there's a lot of room for improvement, especially with some of the shots that we played today. Glad I could contribute with the bat,
yep.
And there were certain shots that came right out of the meat, and I felt good.
And what I really noticed, you worked your way into your innings today. So I think that's something to learn. Like, I think often with one day cricket, people think that you need to go hard from the first ball.
Yeah.
But actually, you do have time to work your way into an innings and create an innings, don't you?
Yeah. So I was just waiting for their fifth bowler to come on. So they were bowling pretty well, and I knew that there would be a certain quota of overs that these guys can bowl. So I just played out their upfront bowlers, and I was waiting for their fifth and sixth bowlers to come. And as soon as they bought them on, then I just latched onto it. So it was a good knock. I think we got the par score, yeah. And rain was a shame today. It was on and off, as Rev said earlier, that we were taking on and off the covers the whole day. I think it was a good start, but yeah, there were certain shots that we played today that we need to reconsider, and probably we'll have a talk with the team.
Yeah, it was a classic middle order collapse. Yeah. We went from 2 for 52 to 7 for 59.
Yeah,
and then you came in and steadied the ship and got us through to about 120 odd, I think, or thereabouts, 115 odd before you
120,
came.
120, yeah.
Yeah, before when you went out, and then the last few overs were a bit sort of wrecked by the rain.
Yeah.
So that was a very important innings. I think that there was a bit of a partnership between Ashish and Dinesh early on.
Yeah.
And then there was the partnership between you and
Nigel.
Nige. Yeah. You batted really well.
Yeah, yeah. Nigel
How many did he end up making, Nige?
his contribution was more on the fact that he held the hold that one end up.
Yep.
So he was just giving me cushion to, you know, I knew that this guy is probably going to play the hole over. We were not very worried about how many he would score. Mm. It was more of just staying at the wicket and the runs would come.
Very
so
important,
that's what we decided. And a good outing though for me, but yeah, for the team we need to understand. And as I said earlier, we need to reconsider some of the shots that we played.
We're just launching a beer tonight here on the Kegerator for the Barclay Street Pie October Pie and Brew Fest, named the Mid Order Claps. Yes, the Barclay Street bitter taste of snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. Yes, so it was nice that with the launch of the beer that the ones could pull that off as well.
Well, it's every week. We did it the thirds last week as well.
That's why it was named a beer after it. But it would be nice for the captain. Thanks for actually taking it seriously and turning it around. And that's a good... it's good to get that one out of the way. First game that gets washed out anyway, so no result.
Yeah.
We get that one out of the system. We've been talking about different, you know, Oktoberfest and the Cornish festivals and different cultures here. Of course, this is the week of Diwali, if we're talking about the occasionals and what occasion we're celebrating. And obviously, we're talking to our two Indian brothers here. Yes, I don't know, no festival of lights today, but there was quite a number of globes out there.
Boom, boom. So, well, tell us a little bit about Diwali, guys. What is Diwali? What is that celebrating?
Oh, it's a long story.
Can you give us the short version?
Yeah, so Diwali is one of the prime festivals. It's like it's a similar, what you can say, is an Indian version of Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So we do exchange Indian gifts. We do on the day of the Diwali, we do catch up with our families.
We used to do that. People have been really nasty these days. So yeah.
Tell us more.
The whole culture, yeah?
You need more presents, mate. So you say, more gifts. Ashish.
It's a festival of lights, yeah?
Well, yeah, we do.
Making a whole globe.
Yeah, it's the
sort of ducks, middle water
clutch. We clean our places, our homes. We light them up. We just want...
Awesome.
It's a Christmas.
It's Indian version of Christmas, yeah.
Okay. It's a Hindu festival?
It's a Hindu festival, yes.
Fantastic. All right, well, that's great. To hear more about it. So it's festival season here at Barker Street. We've
literally
got Oktoberfest.
First ball of the season bowled. Bloody Diwali.
We've got Brewfest.
German, we've got Cornish, we've got Indian.
Mate.
We've got the Sri Lankan boys who have all landed. And it's great to have them down here today.
Now, just while we've got Panish and Ashish here, we do need to talk. The thirds did play last weekend. And we probably need to have a bit of a chat about that. Panish, you weren't a part of that game. You were away last week, but Ashish, you played
in the team.
Were you? But you decided not to play? Okay.
It was disappointing he didn't get selected.
Oh, really?
His only chance to play thirds all year.
Oh, mate. Well, we
would not take it seriously.
Yeah, I called in and I begged that why shouldn't you consider me? And Marcus said that you missed the bus. We couldn't select you. We just want more fun-loving guys in the thirds and make too serious. That's what he said to me.
Controversy here. This is I had no idea, Panish. You could have had my spot quite happily.
And I said that I want to talk to Captain Grizzly because he's probably the one who should be selecting me, but Marcus just didn't let me speak to you.
Oh.
So that's something that happened.
Apparently, Punisher is not a fun-loving guy. Oh, that's what I'm getting at.
Oh, okay. Well, look, controversy here on the Dragon Cricket Podcast. I think he's trying to divide us here, Rev. We've been doing this for 25 years. It's going to take a bit more than that, Punish. But I did want to talk a little bit about the match last week because we did go down reasonably heavily by about 60-odd runs.
Yeah.
We put they won the toss, batted first, made 196. And we need to make 197.
The occasion last week, of course, was the Extinction Rebellion.
Yes.
You know, protests globally. So we picked up that theme.
Because we know all about extinction or near extinction.
And Captain Grizzly, can you talk about how did you go in the game?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that, Panish. That's good. I did want to talk a little bit about with Ashish, because the first innings we were bowling, and I threw the ball to Ashish at a pretty important time in the match. Fair to say they got away to a good start. The opposition, they had a guy drop down from A grade who retired 50 after 3.5 overs, which was pretty impressive. So they did get away.
And in his opening overs for the club.
That's right.
Senior level.
The saw in the bowl leg spin.
Took most of those 50 off his.
I asked him to bowl medium paces, and I was overruled from behind the stumps from Marcus and Ben's dad, Jamie.
Followed leggies.
I asked him to bowl medium paces because it was sort of early in the game, but behind the stumps, Marcus yelled out, "Bowl whatever you want, mate." To which Ben did. No, that's true. That's exactly what happened.
I knew it was a leggy. And, you know, we have a policy at the Occasionals that if in doubt, we back the leggy.
Well, we had, yeah. I had three leggies.
That's what cricket is.
I know, mate. Normally I'd go for the crap leg spin over the crap medium pace, but last week we did have three leggies in the side, so I was
quite
keen. I
did go to him after the first over and say, actually, you know how we back the leggies. I'm still backing my philosophy, but I'm giving you the option now that if you'd like to bowl medium pace.
Yeah. His second spell, I told him the bowl medium.
Now would be a good time. And he said, I think I'll try another over. And I said, okay, I'm going to back the leggy.
Yeah.
I was wincing through my teeth as I said it.
So yeah, I think you should have seen the ref's face when he said that thing.
Yeah. I think they were 65 after five overs or six overs or something. So they did get away to a good start. And then I threw the ball to Ashish. Bowling his little darts.
Shut him down.
He bowled particularly well. And I have said this a couple of times this week. Ashish saved my ass as the captain last week. Because without him, I would have been bowling more Anthony Kassazi.
That's a lot of salvation. That's a lot of salvation there, mate.
I would have been.
That's not a small ass, man. That's not a small ass. That's a lot of salvation.
Just wanted to add a bit on top of it. So after the game, Ashish did call me.
Yes.
And he told me that, he did bowl quite good offies today, and he took three wickets. And I said, oh, whatever you want to do, you're not winning this case. You're only in my team to bat. You're not getting a bowl. But today, considering the pitch, I was actually asked him to bowl. But yeah, but barring the rain, he should have bowled today, yeah.
Yeah.
It's great being behind the stumps and at third grade level. Often there's
one of those wickets was a stumping. Is that right?
Yes. No, the very first wicket was you caught the ball.
I did when it cracked it at my nose, and I did catch it.
It was a classic Lusner.
And it was that was the stumping off Ashish as well.
Yes.
Stumped Kerno.
Yeah, stumped
Bowled
Rev.
Ashish.
Bowled Ashish.
Yeah. That was
it. Stumped Kerno. Bowled Narula. There's been a few of them over the years.
Yes.
Yeah. It was spectacular.
That was an off spinner for me.
It's great.
So they made 196, and then we went in the bat, and there was Jamie. We lost Jamie, who bowled particularly well. He's Ben's dad. He was up until about
Father
five.
Son, first game for the club.
Up to about 5-1 last week, 5 minutes before the match. I only knew him as Ben's dad, so I said, "Hi, Ben's dad. Do you have a name?" And he said, "Yes, it's Jamie." So and Jamie bowled particularly well. He got 3 for 8 off 4 overs.
Beautiful.
And got a bowled and did his back at the same time. Falling to the ground.
It was a fantastic. Spectacular. Appealing whilst falling, whilst clutching the back.
Yeah.
How is that? I think I'm not able to move. Does anyone have anti-inflammatory?
No, he's bowling little medium pace wobblers, mate.
Okay.
Yeah, little old fella wobblers.
But little outies.
Yeah.
So the sort of bloke that would have been a tearaway legend in his 20s and can still just do that little trundler outswing thing that will take wickets at this level at 48. And at 48 years of age myself, I've got to say, I wish
you could bowl a little outings like that. you weren't really a tearaway quick in your 20s, though, were you?
No. You need that to be able to be this at this age. I feel like I should be that at this age. I do trundle in, and it just doesn't swing.
And the sad thing with that is that Jamie did say that he's more of a batter than a bowler.
Oh.
And we did have the idea he was going to open with his son, father-son opening combination.
That's gonna be
good. And because he did his back, he couldn't bat. And I think that probably came close to costing us the match. Well, about one good partnership out of it. And then Adder went up to open with Kerno, which was not the initial plan, but they did help us out. They got us away to a reasonable start, but it fell away pretty quickly. Probably could have used those two in the middle order.
Did Jamie bat at all?
No.
Okay. He would have gone in if we just needed a few at the end, but we're about 55 behind.
I'd say he's a decent sort of bowler. Yeah. I haven't seen him.
Yeah, I don't know whether he'd be bowling heaps in turf. He's definitely keen on having a good hit, though, having a good bat.
He's a perfect fit and
good lefty.
Mm. And Vinnie Delaney went out to bat, did a good job, and I came in not long after him. And my innings was brief. It was like a firework.
That's what we were shooting for.
Yeah. Shooting across the sky and exploded in a
perfect
a burst of expletives as I came off the field. Marcus, you tell the story much better than I do, Marcus.
Marcus, please talk to that.
You witnessed it. You were scoring at the time.
Oh, that's great.
But could you take us through what happened?
Marcus, was that park cricket all over it?
This was park cricket gold, mate. Okay. And so we are launching this segment of the podcast now for the coming season called...
The Lair of Gold.
The Lair of Gold.
Lock
the Dragons' Lair of Gold. Because we come back to the rooms and, you know, park cricket, it's not always about winning. It's not always about doing well. It's often about male identity and not often the good part of it. It's important to come back to the rooms and debrief this and make sense of it all. And so we're launching the Lair of Gold, where we come back and tell those golden stories, those golden moments, those golden achievements, or those spectacular failures that we all live for. And yeah, so it was great to see Captain Grizzly out on the pitch.
Batting.
To be fair, we have a close relationship. I've known him for a long time. And to be fair, it's been a long time since he was out there for the Barclay Street Seniors. And playing the captain's role, he takes that seriously. And what do you want to do when you haven't played for a long time? Bowler comes in, first one, knee-high full toss, outside off. Fantastic. Just puts the bat there. Didn't overhit it. Got it in the middle, out into the big gap in cover. Just there, heads off down the pitch. Fantastic.
Big loud call.
He'd like a run, and yes. He's running, and he looks up, and he's got himself to the other end. And Vinnie Delaney, the young 20-something, just back at Barclay Street.
Quick as a hare. Fast as all heck.
Amazing physical specimen.
Yeah, best, mate. The fittest guy at the club.
The kid's ripped.
He is.
He's
sexy. He's got muscles on his muscles.
But you don't want to caress one, your first ball in a long time into the covers, and then call run, and then look up, and you're at the other end, and he's standing there looking at you, going,
There's no run.
You know? Well, no, he didn't say that. Chris says, what the fuck? You're the quickest bloke in the team. What are you doing? It was just what the.
The bars are still not off at this point.
To which Vinny, it takes guts to look Captain Grizzly in the face when he's in full flight, coming down the pitch at you. And he just looks him in the face. And he's a very focused boy, Vinny. He just looks him in the face. And with total seriousness, just looks him and says, there wasn't one in it.
Now, I have a question here. Are the bails off yet?
No.
Oh, you're still talking.
Having a conversation.
No. So I'm witnessing this out there as they, and Chris says, what do you mean? There's no one. There's still one in it. And you're standing here arguing with me. At which point Chris then started to head back to the other end, thinking Vinny's not going. He got halfway by the time the keeper had the ball, showed Captain Grizzly the ball.
And I don't turn around real quick. I am the Titanic.
He is. It's the Queen Mary. It's the Queen Mary. He takes a while to get around.
Takes me 10 miles to turn around.
He got halfway back. The keeper's holding the ball in his hand at this point, shows Captain Grizzly the ball. I was thinking, mate, this keeper's in strife. Shows him the ball, then knocks out all three stumps, just to be sure of it. Anyway, it was a spectacular Lair of Gold. A park cricket pool room moment.
And I have been known to misjudge the odd run. So I came off and I start second-guessing myself, thinking, maybe there wasn't one there. Maybe. Maybe Vinny was right.
It's been a long time.
It has been. I haven't batted for a long time. Maybe there wasn't one there.
Maybe so that massive gap in the covers.
I asked the dignified, elders of the club, Kev Duggan and Dasher Williams,
was
were there.
Was there one there?
And they said there was one and a half there, Chris.
Which was proven.
Well, I think Kev said, actually, there's still one there, Chris. See you, Dasher. Good to see you, mate. Just as Dasher's on the way out, big shout out. We've got the trivia night coming up on the 16th of November.
Yes,
here at the club rooms.
Yes.
So please get down to the club and support that. It's going to be a great night.
$10 entry. He is the host with the mo.
That's right. It's the best mo ever.
It's the best moustache in cricket going.
Better than Merv's.
He has no hair. He is the cranium with the brainium. And he's a life member to remember. He is Dasher, Daryl the Dasher Williams. And if you ever played with Dasher, you'll know that you always felt like you were in the game.
Yep.
Because it didn't matter if there was a mid-order collapse and how the beer tasted. You know, Dasher would come out and he would flay the bat and he would compete and, yeah.
Steady the ship.
And he had a great mo and always looked good.
He does.
Dasher and dashing. Calm, and he runs the best trivia night that you've seen. It's great. So, yeah, looking forward to that on November the 16th. $10. Get on down to the old Tracy Speedway in Maribyrnong.
There you go.
Heritage Club Rooms.
So, just wrapping up. Yeah, so the Thirds did lose their first match by 60-odd runs. We're a partnership out of it. Today, it was a forfeit. So, we're 1-1, which is great. The Occasionals are off the board with... with a walkover victory. Off the bottom of the ladder. Thank you, Woodsy, in the background there. Yeah, so that's exciting. So next week, we'll have three teams on the park. I'm feeling confident. It'll be dry. It's a nice, warm week. Lots of sun this week.
Next week, I'm not going to be in. I am off to celebrate Diwali in Bali.
Diwali in Bali!
Oh! Now, can you just say that again, nice and slow, into the because that's going to be a new segment on the show. Right.
So I'm going to spend the Diwali in Bali.
Oh, fantastic!
And that's something that so I'm not in next week. So probably someone has to take over the captainship. We'll decide.
And yeah, we'll work that out. The chairman of selectors will make that call.
That's about the most Aussie Indian thing I can think of.
Fantastic,
in the whole
mate.
World. That's the cultural mishmash of your like. That's weirder than Barclay Street. Punisher, we often say, well, we call you Punisher. I don't know. Is that rude?
That's the best name I've ever got.
That's great.
Manish the Punisher Sharma. That's,
I mean, he's your classic comic book revenge. He's a bit of a violent character. I would love to get like a one day like playing uniform with the big skull on the front.
So I'll tell you one thing. a bit of a fact check. So what happened was in my last organization, they used to call me Punish the Punisher, and they actually gifted me a Punisher T-shirt.
Gotta wear it to training, mate. Come on.
Was it purple and gold, mate? I want to do purple and gold Barclay Street Dragons version.
That is atrocious.
Chris is wincing here because he quite likes the Punisher comic book series. He's got a few heritage comic books.
Yeah, when I was a young man, I used to collect the Punisher comics, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Bent as he was on revenge.
Absolutely. Justice, vengeance. Singing, you know, that's why Delaney's going down.
I was ready for it.
It's all Vinny. Smiles for now, Vinny. Run away.
He was kidding, or was he?
All
right.
So we nickname him Vinny because his surname's Delaney, so he's Vinny D. So we're going to nickname him Diesel, you know, because of the Vin Diesel.
So that'd
be a nice, you know, Punisher versus Vin Diesel. That'd be a nice action movie.
Have you ever given a nickname to our friend Ashish Narula over here?
Ashu!
Ashu.
Oh, yeah, Ashu.
He's the man.
Ashu Narula.
Do you have another suggestion?
I'll think over it, and I'll give it to you before your next podcast.
How did you two meet? Because I'm really interested in how you got down to the club in the first place.
It's a long story, but Ashish will take over here.
We were actually playing for some other Indian team, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's...
Was it your school team, or were you the captain?
No, it was...
Hey, we didn't touch base on that.
We'll get there.
So what happened was, we were playing in this Indian team, and this guy, Punish the Punisher, he came along with his friend. And I saw him batting, I saw him bowling, and I thought, you know, this is a good guy to get in the Barclay Street Cricket Club. As we are always, you know, short of people. Let's not say that. So that's how, yeah. And I saw him batting. He likes to tonk.
Mm.
He bowls at 140. He did bowl me a short one in the nets. And I did face him pretty good, so I feel good about it.
Was that so? You faced one delivery in the nets, and that was enough, was it?
I faced him three times. And
three missed, deliveries?
Yes, I missed one. I middled two.
The one that he middled was, I bowled a short one, and his head was all over the place. He was looking at 180 degree towards the towards the wicket keeper when the ball came in. And he just put his bat in the, like, bat, just hung the back around.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he
heard,
did.
When I faced that ball, pretty good, right? So I heard this comment from my background. Someone just said, I think it was Mr. Rev, I'll pray for you, Ashu.
I'm very spiritual like that. Especially when someone's bowling short and someone's in trouble.
So that's how, actually, you know, we started talking, and it's not a love story.
So what game was this? What game was this that you were playing, aside from Barclay Street?
So Indians love playing cricket, yeah? So we were
No. Really?
So, yeah, we were playing just, you know, random gully cricket in Australia on Sundays.
So what does gully cricket in Australia look like? Because, you know, I think there's lots of blokes that hang around the club who've got no idea what that means.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what it means. So no one is associated with the club. A bunch of blokes that get together and they form two teams and they just see where they can play, like any particular ground or park where there's some space to play.
Yeah.
And they start a game, 20 overs game. That's how gully cricket is. So there's no association, there's no scorebook, there's nothing.
So no scorebook?
No. So there's three sticks, which are, you know, the wickets and bat and ball and just five, six lads, let's go play
cricket.
But
when you're out.
Yeah.
But there's no scorebook.
I mean,
no.
All the scoring is done
by
someone in the mind. There's no scorebook, you know, per se.
It's no my cricket life.
Well, no. That says what my kind of cricket. I make plenty of centuries.
In your mind.
Yeah. I made 100 and I took 5 far.
So, yeah, it's pretty easygoing cricket. So, yeah, you hit runs and just gun them.
Do people bet on it?
No money.
Okay. It's usually played for pride. So usually what happens is as soon as you get along and you get, let's say, two or three games in, then you kind of form a team and then you reach out to people who have similar teams and you just get at a particular place and you start
there's
playing.
There's plenty of teams out there. It's also
a bit of Indian male identity sort of status thing going on here. Like, is my gully cricket team better than your team?
No,
or? Can I just show up? It's like the hustler, you know? Can I just show up at a gig and, you know,
I
hustle someone and show them that
No, it's not like that. No, it's purely for fun.
Yeah.
Everyone loves cricket in India. They just need an excuse to play. No, not everyone gets a club to play.
So there's this whole economy of Indian cricket that's happening around Melbourne.
So every Sunday...
The my cricket doesn't know anything about.
Yeah.
No.
And this is how we get you blokes down to the club.
So let's say if somebody comes to Australia, he doesn't even know anyone in the club, or maybe he comes in mid-season and he wants to just get a hit. So these games are... They're not very bad. They're okay.
Yeah, in terms of standard.
Yeah, in terms of standard.
Yeah.
And you do get good players.
So there's no captain. There's no umpire or nothing like that. But they play pretty serious cricket.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, there's a lot of... I would say there's a lot of competition.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they like to hit. They like to ball fast. They like to make more runs.
So, I think about park cricket here. Like, I mean, Aussies can fight over park cricket at the drop of a hat, you know, just a bad LBW appeal, or you said something about my mother, or,
Who said something about my mother?
I didn't say anything. Just take it easy, bro. Okay. Just relax.
The same thing that I was talking to Anna as well earlier.
Yeah.
Does this happen in park cricket? I mean, you say there's a lot of status and a lot of
passion,
but there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of rules and a whole lot of organisation. What do you fight about?
There's a lot of chaos, but... there is an order in chaos, okay?
Hello. We're going into Rev Land here.
Yeah,
this is getting a little
The reason why I say that is, and that's the culture that we bring. So in India, people don't sledge. Have you seen a lot of Indian sledge? Not a lot of Indian sledge.
No. The funniest is being out in the middle whilst a team sledges a sheesh, actually. and just and watching him disintegrate mentally in front of you.
So we played today.
There, Ashish, you're batting really well. Don't worry.
Yeah, the reason why we don't.
It's a sign that they respect you.
Yeah.
But he doesn't seem to understand that. There's something in his Indian cultural mindset that just doesn't.
He's like,
they're saying bad things about me, Marcus. What is going on? I cannot bat anymore. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to miss the next one. It's like, Ashish. They respect you. That's why they're abusing you.
So Ashish is a different kind of look. So Ashish is one of the rare types that we see in India. Right?
He's no Virat Kohli.
Yeah, no. He's probably better than him.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Now, about gully cricket, I did allude to this earlier. So has every player captained their team in India? Is that...
Yes.
Generally, every cricketer I've met has told me.
I'll give you three characteristics of Indian players here.
Yep.
One of them is that they have played for their state.
Yes.
All right.
How many states in India?
25 or 26.
25 or 26. Okay.
So even if they have not played their state seniors, they might have played under 11s or under 15s or under 19s. All right.
Yeah, intercontinental. There's many competitions. Yeah, okay.
The second characteristic is they have captained their school team.
Yes.
Right.
Hear that often?
Yeah. And the third one is they can bat and bowl.
That's a lot of schools in India.
Yeah. And the first ball you give them, the first ball lands on top of the net.
That's right.
Right? So that's how it goes. But yeah.
So what's with that? Have you got a theory about why that's the case? Why is that?
Is that because it's hard to get a game in gully cricket? You've got to talk yourself up to get in.
If there was an organization like BTCA in India, you know, where people get...
No, there is.
Okay, not like, you know, there's so much of gully cricket happening in India.
Yeah.
So people are opinionated. So they all have opinions to put this guy there. That's how you ball. That's where you bat. And there's
okay,
no...
Let me shed some more light on this. There are a lot of clubs in India. And these guys do play district level cricket. But not everyone gets to play with the club because not everyone plays serious cricket. Like they are not committed to it. So people do play on a Sunday. Uh-huh. And it's not like gully or it's they do book a particular place. So in India, you have to book a ground with turf and then you book that ground and then you gather two teams and then you play proper cricket.
Yeah.
But it's not associated with any of the associations or any clubs or anything. So there are two levels of cricket going on. And then there's a third level that's played with tennis ball.
Mm.
And that has...
No. One guy I met, he was an Indian guy who was running businesses in Afghanistan, and which obviously the Taliban didn't like, so they tortured him. So he couldn't throw, but he could bat. Anyway.
That's interesting.
I don't know, maybe some dodgy Indian businesses. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe there's a reason they didn't like him.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway. He was here as a refugee. He was about 5 foot nothing.
Okay.
But he could bat.
Okay.
He couldn't throw because he couldn't lift his arms because he'd been tortured, literally.
Oh,
and,
God.
And, yeah. So we had a great moment where he was batting with John O'Fagg, who played in Victorian second 11, and he's 6 foot six.
Mm-hmm.
And he's batting 5 foot nothing. This guy. Anyway, he said in India, if you're a good cricketer, you're a good fighter.
Yeah.
Because you have to go early in the morning to find the space to play the game. And then you have to defend the space. So he said, anyone who's a good cricketer in India is also a good fighter.
This is a ground cricket. I mean, this is what actual gully cricket this guy is talking about.
Right, yeah. That's
If you
seemed a bit on edge. He's like...
Yeah, the one I talked about is
that's more of a club cricket and, you know, professional cricket.
Yeah. Right,
but
okay.
Just, you know, five or six bunch of guys and just want to play. This is how they play.
Mm.
Not like, you know, you go and book the ground now. All that doesn't happen.
Mm. Yeah, so I haven't played like that. It's more of booking a turf. The ground belongs to us between this to this period of time. And so that's one level up than gully cricket, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. We are so many people, man, in India.
Yeah, I get it.
We do need these kind of levels, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If we don't have these things and we have only one particular way to play cricket, most of the people will not even be playing.
And that's what I love about what India brings to cricket.
Yeah.
And it's taking over, you know, financially and numbers-wise and just globally in terms of it takes cricket from, you know, its traditional sort of English roots, say, or colonial roots, and then reinvents it as something crazy just because there's a billion people that want to play it. and there's not enough space. Yeah, and so cricket changes.
And it will change. If even if someone does not like your idea, there would be someone else who would probably like that.
Yeah.
So I know there are purists who like pure cricket, but then there would be some people who, you know...
But what is pure and I think
perspective.
Again, there's a whole lot of things that Indian culture brings, and that's true with religion and a whole range of different things. I think you know there's a whole lot of diversity and experimentation and things going on, which is pretty cool. So tell us about your park cricket career. That's the question we always ask. It's our first question, like to Merv Hughes, to anyone that we interview. So
A lot of park cricket, mate. A lot of park cricket. I have played. I started playing with tennis ball, and then I started playing with at that level in which you, that I just talked about.
Yeah.
You know,
book
a ground, and then you play with the proper leather ball and all. And then the highest level that I played is district. So I played for Delhi district in India. Yeah.
So is that like your state?
No.
Okay, no, because that's still, Delhi district. District cricket.
District cricket. Yeah, it's called grade here,
cricket.
I think.
Yeah, great cricket. Great.
You guys going to Brisbane to watch the game?
We are. Yeah, we're going to watch Australia versus Pakistan at the Gabba.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. We won't be available that week. No.
How good is Gabba's wicket? How different it is from Melbourne?
It's generally a bit bouncier, a bit quicker. Yeah, than the Melbourne pitch.
Yeah.
So it'll... We're going through the first 3 days, but we think it could be over in 2.5.
And how big is that ground? Is that bigger than MCG? Because I haven't been there.
No, the MCG is the biggest field of all the international fields in Australia, I think. Although maybe the new Perth one might be bigger. I don't know. Anyway, getting back to it.
The Wollongabba Gabba Oval in Brisbane. It's like our Edgbaston, at least till the last Ashes.
It's hard to win there.
Fortress Australia. Bouncy pitch. Subcontinent team. Pakistan.
They struggle,
They're going to come.
First test.
Mid-order collapse, mate.
That's good. Much like us.
They're going to be spectacular.
Gangli won us.
But it's Pakistan, because you never know. They may just win the whole damn thing, because they're Pakistan.
With Pakistan, you just don't know what team is going to turn up today.
That's right.
This is right.
They just got rolled by Sri Lanka, and they sacked their captain.
Yeah.
They have.
Overnight.
They have sacked it. They've not even sacked him. They just
dropped him from the team.
He's not even
on the tour.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
So maybe he'll. Any chance you'll see him in Bali?
Yes, and a huge thanks to Ashish and the Punisher himself, Panish Sharma, captain of the Firsts, for joining us this week on the podcast, live from the club rooms down at Maribyrnong Reserve. Hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please like, share, review, rate the podcast. It does really help others find it. If you can jump on there and do that, we would really appreciate it. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time on the Dragon Cricket Podcast.
You've been listening to the Dragon Cricket Podcast, broadcast from the Barclay Street Uniting Cricket Club of Melbourne's Inner West. Legal disclaimer, the views and opinions contained herein do not necessarily reflect the official position of the Barclay Street Uniting Cricket Club. To you by cricket journeyman who, in a time of Australian cricket crisis, undertook a quest to rediscover the true spirit of Australian suburban park cricket. Arise, you purple dragons, feel the fire, enter your lair of gold.